I try to leave the professional, my kind of professional deformation, you know, it's okay. Outside, when I watch a movie, I just try and perceive it as any viewer would. But of course, it's unavoidable. I kind of read the script while I'm watching the film. I try to, less now actually than in strangely enough, because actually as I move forward in my profession, I become more, I develop more a capacity to detach my professional persona from the enjoyment or lack of enjoyment that I get from just seeing the film, which is why very often I need to see films twice to make a proper assessment, because the first time I just let myself go. Mm-hmm. I try to. Mm-hmm. And then the second time I look at it from a more professional viewpoint.
Mm-hmm. Are you an avid movie watcher, or compulsive watcher, a lot of movies?
Not that many, no. Especially now, less than before. I watch less than before because I like to live with a film for a certain time and not sort of go... I don't want to consume films. I want to go from one film to another more progressively and leave films time to assimilate them or not, depending on the film. But in the case of Avatar, it was very quick.
Well, the sub-question, would you say that for a good script writer, it is necessary to watch a lot of movies and to analyze them?
I think... One thing that very often happens in workshops, I run a lot of workshops, is very often I ask a question, I say, how many of you have seen, let's say, 300 movies? So, you know, everybody lifts up their hand. And I say, how many of you have read 5 screenplays? So mostly everybody lifts their hand. Then I say, how many of you have read 20 screenplays? Then you have maybe 2 people. And how many have read 50 screenplays and there's nobody? If you go to a writing, not a script writing workshop, in general people have read thousands of books in their life. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I say is that it's not enough to watch films if you want to be a writer. You have to read screenplays. And in this day and age, it's with internet, it's becoming easier and easier, easier and easier. Of course, if you speak English, even more. Because you can read a lot of screenplays for free on internet, and it's a very, very important exercise. Now, this, when you're writing, when you're in the process of writing, it's not necessarily a good idea. That depends on each person. Some people say, I don't want to watch any movies, read any screenplays, because I don't want to be distracted. Mm-hmm. But that's a personal thing. I personally actually like to see stuff, because it very often gives me ideas and opens up. Mm-hmm. Solves problems in my screenplay indirectly, but that's personal. Mm-hmm. But I do think that in terms of how you develop your skills as a writer, you have to read screenplays. Mm-hmm. With an analytical view, not just read them, because it's strange, because very often people come to workshops and say it's boring to read screenplays. So, I mean, how can you be a screenwriter if you find reading screenplays boring?